There really is no excuse for cabin fever this time of year. Yeah, I know the winter hasn't gotten us outside, but there have been so many other activities. And focusing at the Zlotna Library, whether you're young or whether you're old, there's a lot going on. I'm talking with Rachel Nash once again because, Rachel, as we get into springtime, it'll be here sooner or later, but also looking for summer activities, what has the library got planned this year?
Well, we are gearing up for our summer reading program, and in the meantime, we still have our ongoing weekly programs. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have story times for children. And we do have a couple things coming up at the end of the month. We have Sew Fun. You're going to be making roll-up bags with sewing machines. And even if you've never used a sewing machine, we will show you how to do that. It's for ages 8 and up. And it will be Thursday, the 27th of March, from 4 to 5:30 p.m.
Cool. So you could learn how to make your own clothes.
You could, yes. So this is designed for people that have either basic skills or just want to learn how to use a sewing machine. We also have the Friends Used Book and Art Sale. We do have this every month, and it's a great way to stock up if you need some new reading materials that you want to keep in your house. It's on Thursday the 27th as well, and that's from 1 to 5 p.m.
Now, while we're talking about the Friends of the Library, let's tell the people a little bit about that, because we also have quite a few retirees here who are looking what their interest would merge with other people's interests and join something like the Friends. How would they do that?
It's very easy, Merrill. You can come to the library. We've got these nice little envelopes you can fill out, or you can visit their website. If you just Google Soldotna Library Friends, you will be able to find it, or you can find it by going to our website, which is soldotna.org/library.
Now, since we've had the Friends of the Library, what type of things have they been able to contribute to and accomplish at our library?
Well, one of the biggest things they helped us with was when we renovated the building a decade ago. They helped us to pay for furniture and fixtures. We got a matching grant from the Rasmussen that they helped us raise funds for. And the great thing about the Friends is that they are taking money from our community, from people that say, we want to help out our library and we want to support literacy, and they're able to help us to do that. They do support our summer reading program every single year. They donate money so we can give out books as prizes. They've supported us with various programs. Like I said, anything that we find that we are in need of to support literacy in our community, they're there for that.
And a pretty diverse group. You don't have to be politically correct or otherwise if you just want to give back to the community and enjoy receiving other people's thoughts and ideas. That's a good thing to join.
It really is, and it is both the fundraising as well as the volunteer branch of the library. So if you've ever wanted to volunteer at a library, they are also the ones to reach out to. They do have their board meetings, which are open to all of the public. It's every second Wednesday of the month at 10:15 a.m. at the library.
Okay, anything else we want to mention while we got you?
I would just say come on in. If you haven't been in a while, we've got a lot of stuff coming up.
And if you haven't gotten your library card, I'm old school, but on your phone, all of the things that are applicable where you can check out here, check it in at Anchorage, get a new book and come back, is that still in operation?
It is, yes. That's the Alaska Library Catalog, and you can borrow materials from all over the state, even from the university library. So if we don't have it on our shelf, we can probably get it for you.
So if you're traveling and you're going to go to Fairbanks or something, then you can return it and pick up something new when you're there?
You can indeed. In fact, Fairbanks has a new library up there. So if you're traveling up there, it's a great idea to stop in and use your Soldotna Library card up in Fairbanks.
No shortage of things to do to keep you occupied and to cure cabin fever this time of year. Rachel Nash, you do such a great job at our Soldotna Library. We're proud of the Friends and what they've given to our community. And I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that literary sound of KSRM.